I only wish I were in your position. Reginald offered him a look of sympathy.
Being your father's only son is a sad thing, but you're not Earl yet. Tell your mamma you are looking for the perfect countess and will settle for no less.
Darley didn't look appeased. It's easy for you to say. Your mamma has been gone these many years. You don't know what it's like to be harped at by the woman night and day. I have come to think that if I can find a gentle, quiet maid, I would be much better off under her care than at home.
Maybe so. But it has been my experience that the tenderest of maids can turn into dragons once harnessed by marriage. I would be wary if I were you, darling, or you could find yourself in worse suds than with your mamma.
Reginald drained his glass and reached for his hat.
It looks as if the sun's back. I'll be on my way then. Promised Charlie I'd put in an appearance for the heir's birthday. I'm so grateful for his existence that I'll go to any lengths to please him. Don't go getting yourself leg-shackled before I return.
Darley merely looked more miserable as his gaze travelled longingly to the door. Upstairs, his mother and sister were adorning a private parlour. It had been mere chance that he'd found sympathetic company in the tap-room. He lifted a mug in farewell and watched Reginald march out, a hale and hearty fellow with no cares in the world. Maybe he would be as bold as Reginald if he had the other man's height. At 5'8", Darley was merely average. Had he not been an earl's son, he would go unnoticed by the larger portion of the females of his acquaintance. He was not so well set up as Reginald. The padding in his coat was necessary. His dark coloring did not meet the popular taste, and he was quite certain his long, thin nose had been compared to a quill point by more than one clever miss. Of course, Reginald could not be called handsome in the traditional sense either, but women seemed to flock to him anyway. It had to be his height and the breadth of his shoulders. Women liked to feel helpless and protected, and men of Reginald's size always made them feel that way, Darley supposed. He gazed gloomily down at his knee-high boots. Perhaps he could have the heels extended.
I could wish that we had our new clothes now, Marian. Did you see how elegant that lady in the carriage looked? Such beautiful fur she had on her collar. And the feather, it drooped at just the right angle. Do you think I will ever reach such heights of sophistication?
Since her half-sister Jessica had stopped growing at age 14, she wasn't likely to reach any heights at all. But Lady Marian Lawrence conscientiously refrained from mentioning that fact. She was already learning her new role well, she decided in a moment of self-congratulation. The old Marian would have said what she felt without thinking.
There is no use in spoiling a good gown until we are somewhere to be seen. You know there is no money for more. And you know you are always spilling something on your bodice or dragging your hem in the mud. Poor Lily cannot remove all those stains, especially with the silks.
Jessica looked resignedly out the window at the rapidly falling twilight. They had stopped early for fear of the thunderclouds lining the horizon. That meant they would not arrive in London for another day.
I know you have said we will arrive early to give us more chance to choose, but do you really think we will take Marian? Whatever shall we do if we do not?
Marian didn't have to look in the mirror to know she would not take. Her dark hair, eyes, and complexion were not at all the thing. Worse than that, she had the tongue of an adder and a mind quicker than that of most men. If men despised anything more than a woman smarter than they, she didn't know what it was. But Jessica had no such problems.
You will take, Jessie, there is no doubt of it. You will look just like the fashion plates, all golden slenderness and dimpling smiles, and your nature is as sweet as any gentleman can desire. You will have swarms of beaux. You need only choose a rich one.
Jessica clasped her hands anxiously as she turned back toward the room.
But I am not clever like you, and not only do I not have any dowry, I do not have any family connections.
Admittedly, that was the fly in the ointment, but Marian did not say so.
Nonsense, she disagreed. Our mother has the very best connections, else how would she have married my father? If she can capture a marquis, you surely deserve an earl.